The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Did You Know Show. I am your host, Alex Parnuk, and together we'll attempt to resolve some of the most complex problems on the planet, but in a very common sense sort of way, something that seems to be sorely missing in this age of media information overload. In doing this show, one would ask, why have I committed myself to this task? The plain and simple answer is, I want to get information to you that seems to be missing and not provided in the old media. So join me in the show through your interaction by providing comments, suggestions, and if necessary, criticism when you don't agree. You can contact me at shout@theflypod.com. Welcome back. And today's show is about the Department of State. Generally speaking, if one was to ask the man on the street what the State Department does, well, a quick and easy answer would be that it handles the foreign relations of the United States through the executive branch of the government. But did you know how many embassies we have? How many diplomats are sent out of the country yearly? And did you know what monies are spent by the Department of State yearly to promote the interests of the United States? I bet you knew that we are a primary supporter of the United Nations. But did you know also that we support much more than that? Then hang on, folks. By the time we're done, you'll be an informed voter on the workings of the Department of State when compared to your fellow citizens, who know very little about this smaller but very important department of the United States executive branch of government. Now, generally, it is common belief that the United States, through the State Department and its sub-branches called U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, spends lots and lots of money, but that in reality, that is not the case. If you look at total government spending, you will see that this figure is small when compared to a $3.5 trillion federal budget. I thought I should at least give you some number so that you could wrap your mind around where the State Department stands in the big scheme of things. If one were to look at a pie graph, the Department of State, its share would be a small sliver compared to departments like Health and Human Services or even the military. As usual, I went to the official State Department website and started looking around for answers. What I found was an executive budget summary and thought that the answers would be right at my fingertips and stand right out in an easily accessed manner. No, my friends, that is not the case. The Executive Branch Summary Report for 2013, called Function 150 and Other International Programs, is only 180 pages. And I started reading. You get figures on this program and that program. You get statements on how much they save, how much less they spend. And when I finally got to the end of the Secretary of State's statement on page 13, there were another 5 pages of graphs and columns showing how much individual programs spend and did not know how much it cost the taxpayer to fund this Department of State. But first, let's just spend a little time giving you, the listeners, a general breakdown of this Department of State as to the who's, the what's, the where's, when's, and how's. The who is simple. The president directs the mission and process through his appointee, the Secretary of State. The Secretary of State, one of the most influential and important members of this presidential cabinet, oversees the whole department through a series of undersecretaries. As usual, I looked at the organizational chart and found that flowing directly off the Secretary are the United States Agency for International Development, the United Nations Mission, and lastly, a Counselor and Chief of Staff. Below that are 2 Deputy Secretaries, an Executive Secretary, and an Office of Foreign Assistance. Under that grouping are 6 Undersecretaries for the various programs and processes of the Department of State with their own respective responsibilities, overseeing our presence throughout the world. There's more, but I'll have to stop here. If you're interested, just go to the internet site called www.state.gov. Click on About State, and there you'll find all kinds of neat stuff, including the organizational chart just referred to. As usual, I found it somewhat difficult to find a number for employees. So I went to Wikipedia, and their number was 49,900, a bit less than the government's number, which I finally found. The government site listed 12,000 Foreign Service employees, 9,000 Civil Service, and 37,000 Foreign Service national staff at overseas posts for a total of 58,000 employees. Whether Wikipedia's number didn't include contract personnel, I don't know. I could not make that determination, but those are the numbers. Now the what is somewhat interesting. From the department's own website, under a listing for bureaus and offices, I found 123 separate and distinct items, starting from the Office of the Secretary of State, with four separate subgroupings, his undersecretary, with six special advisors, envoys, and representatives, and those with 35 sublistings. And lastly, under the bureaus and offices, there were 58 subcategories. Additionally, when looking at programs and elements, the Department of State fell into what appears to be five separate and distinct elements. I found an interesting site from Heritage explaining how it is that the department is organized and how the budgeting system works. I would highly recommend reading that at your leisure. Here's the website, www.heritage.org. Continuing on, these divisions were International Affairs, Diplomatic and Consular Services, International Development, Contributions to International Organizations, and lastly, the U.S. Agency for International Development, usually referred to as USAID. This is where the money is spent. Looking at the five entities, Heritage listed these amounts for each. $58.84 billion was spent on international affairs. Diplomatic and consular programs cost us $10.97 billion. International development was $23.4 billion. Contributions to international organizations was $1.57 billion. And USAID cost the taxpayer $1.35 billion. That totals out to $95.83 billion that the State Department has control over. Now, mind you, that when you go to Wikipedia, the number they give is $57.53 billion for 2012. The numbers from Heritage Report are from the OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, which I think are the better numbers. I leave it to you, however, to decide which number to believe, Wiki or your own government's Office of Management and Budget. I went to the 160-page State Department summary, but those numbers were so spread out over so many different aspects that I chose to use the Heritage numbers and their explanation as to how the funding for state is done in segments. But folks, as I said, before that, as a percentage of the $3.5 trillion of the federal budget, it is truly a small amount considering that it is only 2.7% of the total budget. Even if you use the Wikipedia numbers, it's only 1.6% of the total federal budget. However, there was another aspect needed to be brought to your attention, and that was that the standalone appropriations bill for the State Department has not been enacted since fiscal 2006, and no authorization bill has been passed by the Congress since 2003. Whether it's $57 billion or $95 billion, that is still a large chunk of change. I don't know about you, but that still is an awful lot of money, and I recall a quote from one of my favorite founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson. Let me quote, "The true theory of our Constitution is surely the wisest and best, that the states are independent as to everything within themselves, and united as to everything respecting foreign nations. Let the general government be reduced to foreign concerns only. Let our affairs be disentangled from those of all other nations, except as to commerce, which the merchants will manage the better. The more they are left free to manage for themselves, and our general government may be reduced to a very simple organization and a very inexpensive one, a few planned duties to be performed by a few servants." This, from the writings of Thomas Jefferson. Is this what is happening today? The United States seems to be involving itself in much too much foreign activity. Looking a bit more closely at what the State Department funds, one sees in the summary report from pages 149 through 174 are listed countries and amounts of money that are largest contributes to programs such as foreign military training, foreign military financed health programs, development assistance, economic support. But I'm going to leave it to you, the listener, to delve into that and see for yourselves as to the necessity of those types of funding programs. Now the where. That's quite a story that most people normally are not aware of until traveling somewhere out of the continental United States, and then are unlucky enough to have some sort of problem, which directs them to an embassy or consulate to get help. The where is all around the world, to the extent dividing up geographically the globe, not by continents, but by geographic areas. The world of the State Department is divided up into six geographic areas. The Western Hemisphere, which includes 57 separate and distinct embassies, consulates, and diplomatic missions, and this also includes the United States of America and our presence in the UN. The Eurasian European area, this is 85 separate and distinct embassies, consulates, and diplomatic missions. The Near East region has 28 units. African region, 51 embassies, consulates, and diplomatic missions. South and Central Asia, 24 units. And lastly, the East Asia Pacific region with 45 and an unofficial relations location in Taiwan, which is a nonprofit private corporation, but is primarily funded by the United States government. Politics, you know how that is. These six geographic regions account for a total of 291 distinct locations acknowledged by the U.S. government through the Department of State. You would be sitting and listening for hours if I was to read this list of operational units run by the State Department throughout the world. But today, the short version. The when is during normal business hours except for special occasions and events that require operations to continue. And consider this. There is someone working at the embassy, the consulate, or diplomatic post every minute of the day, 365 days of the year. Now, each unit has a manager and staff, which for large embassies can be in the hundreds, with just the listed embassy staff, which would not include maintenance or security. The point being that if you're overseas and need help, it is that embassy or consular office that would be providing you assistance when you need it. Now, the how of the State Department, well, that amounts to maintaining relations with, depending on what source one goes to, 196 separate and distinct individual entities or countries. This mission is carried out by staff throughout the world in those different locations by providing embassy and consular assistance, security functions, economic assistance such as USAID, or international development. Additionally, the staffs at these posts support and belong to numerous international organizations providing staff, paying for staff, funding the operations of these international organizations. When one goes to the website, one sees that the State Department has its fingers in energy, environment, climate, food, terrorism. I could go on, but you name it, the State Department is involved with it. While reading the report, yes, I did read all 180 pages, I found an interesting element relating to diplomatic security in that the Department of State uses private security contractors to help meet the extraordinary and unusual security requirements. I found an interesting paragraph in the summary report. Let me quote, Department of State maintains the ability to proactively monitor the department's networks with one of the most rigorous network security programs in the federal government. I would ask, where was this proactivity for Benghazi, especially since the additional support and security was asked for by both staff and the ambassador himself? Just to finalize this how, let me quote this from the department's own summary, quote, educational and cultural exchange programs provide $587 million for exchanges to promote mutual understanding between the people of the United States and other countries. Exchanges communicate U.S. values and develop future leaders at home and abroad with a global perspective and individual connections worldwide. People-to-people exchange programs are of significant importance to America's foreign and national security policy. Aligned with other public diplomatic efforts, these strategic programs build foundations of trust and prepare the next generation of leaders to work together on the shared challenges of the 21st century. Well, that's quite a mouthful. As a side note, while doing this research, an interesting article caught my eye from the Washington Times dated 12/02/2013 regarding what else but alcohol purchases by the Department of State. As the government was closing on sequestration and less spending, the State Department was not stocking up on food or drugs or ammo, but on booze. I quote, in September, the final month of the fiscal year, the State Department spent about $180,000 and racked up a total of more than $400,000 for the whole year, three times the entire liquor tap for all of 2008. I guess this is what they mean by cultural exchange and developing future leaders. Now, I didn't even go into the fraud and malaise that resides in UNICEF and how much we give to the UN. That's on page 56 of the summary. I understand this is just a drop in the bucket, but this type of activity goes on and on and on in the department after department. Depending on which figures you use, this department that just spends less than 3% of the total and has more facets than there could be discussed in this segment. But hold on, there will be more coming from the Did You Know show when I start delving into other aspects of the other federal executive branches of government. Well, that's the State Department. I truly hope you've enjoyed and learned something from this podcast. Until next time, in our next Did You Know show, keep your powder dry and your silver coins in your pocket.